Welcome to the Energy Medicine and Healing Summit, where you'll discover how to take your health into your own hands from today's top energy medicine experts and healers. Share this powerful event with your friends and family, and join in our conversation on Facebook at The Shift Network. And now your host, Dondi Dalin.
Greetings to our listeners today. Our guest today is Titania Dalin. Titania just finished writing the book, Energy Medicine for Kids, A Simple Guide for Children and the Adults Who Love Them. As a certified Waldorf teacher and an Eden Energy Medicine certified practitioner, she leads Energy Medicine for Kids play shops for teachers, parents, and children. She has been working with her mom, and my mom too, Donna Eden, since 1996, and she has her own special healing movement based on energy medicine, which is called Energy Medicine Dance. She's my sister. Hi, Titania.
Hi, Dondi. Hi, all you listeners out there.
We're happy you're with us today. And I want to start off by talking about our world and how it's affecting our children. So the world today is super different than it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago for sure. How is this affecting the development of kids today?
Well, this is great that you've asked this, only because everybody in the world can see that our world is so different than it was 30 years ago when we were growing up in the 70s. Oh my goodness, and in the news today, we always see every single day that the water is polluted, the air is polluted, the soil is polluted. And since the 70s, we are not getting our food straight from the earth anymore. And it has to go through many different processes. And over these years, it has built up and built up. And the toxic waste that is going into our atmosphere is really affecting everybody, but mostly children and their developing bodies. I mean, here in America alone, we have one of the worst at disposing toxic waste in the world. We are the worst, and we should be probably getting some more ideas from some of our European countries who do it a lot better than we do. But children who are developing, they're not as strong, and so they are constantly picking up things in their environment unconsciously. So it can come out looking like tantrums or learning challenges or emotional distraught because we are living in such a stressed society. And stress is one of our biggest culprits in toxicity in our world. Now, let me explain this a little bit more. So like the earth, the earth has an electromagnetic field around it, and everybody should know about this. We talk about the holes in the electromagnetic field and so much more about the planet. Our bodies, too, have an aura about it, and that's an electromagnetic field around our bodies. Now, many of us cannot see this electromagnetic space around our bodies. It's invisible, but many of us can know about the personal space around us. We might feel like someone is looking at us from behind, or someone is standing too close, and we might call it our personal space. They are invading our personal space. That is somewhat akin to the aura, and that's sometimes how I explain it to the children. So there is this invisible kind of field around our body, and for so many years, the scientists have now found out that we are not a bag of bones and muscle and sinew and blood in our bodies. We also have this field around us that helps us with stability and protects our physical body and anything from getting into the physical body. So people who are sensitive, sometimes don't have a strong aura. And children who are developing need to build up their aura more. So when you are in perhaps a plane, let's say, and there's lots of people in a plane, and sometimes there are a lot of people who are sick on a plane, and you get off the plane and you're feeling crummy and you end up realizing that you are sick too. Possibly your aura was not strong enough. And so when we are out in society, the atmosphere spins into our aura and our aura absorbs it. And then it goes into our physical body. And that's so important to know, so that we need to really keep our strength in our aura very much so, and so that toxins in our environment won't affect us as much. And one thing about stress, because we are living in a stressful society, you know, all around our globe, there are these emotions of fear and anger coming up today because so many people are scared about what's happening in our future. And one of the things with energy medicine for kids, and our mother and I sometimes go into schools and we see that sometimes the children are labeled as having problems and difficulties in schools, and maybe it's because of the toxins in their environment getting confused with their own energy fields, or maybe it's the teacher or the parents who have so much stress within them that the children are absorbing it. The children are just unconsciously, it's coming out in their emotions or in their the ways that they learn, so that their bodies aren't and their minds aren't able to learn quite well because of the stress that's involved in our atmosphere. And so one of the things I always tell parents or teachers, you know, begin to balance yourself with whether it's meditation or doing something for yourself, that you balance yourself before you bring a lesson to children, or with parents, maybe getting involved with energy medicine alone can help balance your body so that you are not giving your stress to your children, because sometimes children, especially young ones, can't quite make sense of what is going on with when their parents are so either fearful or angry at what is going on in society. One of the things that I have just found out, which is really, really great, because sometimes in pregnancy, a lot of the time, the mother's stress hormones can pass through the placenta, and so it can affect the blood of the fetus, which goes into the developing brain. And sometimes that switches off some of the genes, some of the good genes, some it switches off. But what scientists have been finding out that is that in really young children, in the first few years of their lives, you can reverse the damage of anything that has been happening in pregnancy. And I think that's great in the way of adopted or foster children whose backgrounds possibly were part of abuse situations or alcohol or drugs. And Dondi, I really love one of the things that mom said to you when you were pregnant and you were going through some stress with your own relationship, which always sometimes happens when a new situation comes into life, like a baby, and parents have to rearrange their schedules. And while you were pregnant, some issues were coming up, and what mom said to you was, why don't you just take your hand and figure eight your stomach and your tummy so that those stress emotions won't go into your baby. And I always loved that. And so I wanted to say that too, that you know, energy medicine is so simple. The things that we do within energy medicine exercises, it could look like this is nothing. It doesn't seem like anything is happening, but it always does. Energy medicine is so powerful. And so that motion of the figure eight is the very healing motion. And later on in this interview, I will give you some more exercises for sensitive kids or sensitive adults too. We're living in a technological world. You know, that's different from 30 years ago. We didn't have computers. We didn't have gadgets that we are putting up to our ears as well. And so it's interesting that that is a huge change. So these children are, many of them are on their gadgets or on their computers and not getting out into nature as much. And I think that's a big important thing, to get out in nature and help them ground, and that's connecting into the earth. Because if we're not connecting into the earth, especially with children, because children are so connected to the earth, that because they are so natural, then they begin to get a little bit more hyper if they're not grounded. And so when we're on our computers so much, like many of these children are, it's not crossing over the right and left hemispheres of the brain, which helps them learn. You're staring at a screen, and you're not doing any sort of movement. You're just focusing forward. And so getting out into nature helps you cross over a little bit. Even marching, an opposite arm and opposite leg will help you cross over. But allowing more time for children to get out into nature and connect to the soil and the earth and breathe air, and not being so focused in indoors and with their computers, I think that's important too. I could go on and on, Dawn.
Okay, I'll stop you there, but I would really like you to leave some time to teach us some exercises, because those figure eights were so easy to do, and I know you can teach us about grounding and stability. So let's leave time for that. But before we get there, we're still on the kids and this world we're in. And if you could briefly talk about something, because you've touched on the aura and you work with the life color. And there are three life colors that have come up in children in recent years. And those are the indigo, the opalescent, and the rainbow, which you talk a lot about in your work. Can you briefly describe the life color and maybe talk about each one, not too long, but go into each one a little bit? And then maybe how does that life color relate to the aura? Are they two separate things?
Okay. This is one of my favorite topics, because I've been reading people's auras and their life colors for about 13 years now. And it's so fascinating to me. So I was talking to you about the aura. And within the aura, you know, you have your moment-to-moment emotions that go on in the world. And the aura reflects a color. Colors are vibrations. It is about energy. And so when you are in a place of happiness, it's going to reflect that particular color. You will have a color in your aura. Some people see it, some people feel it, some people hear it, like I do. I hear and I feel. My mother sees the colors in the aura, and I gained this work from her. But then all of a sudden in your day, maybe you get some bad news, and your aura will show a different color depending on what that news was all about. Maybe you're sad, maybe you're mad, and that aura's vibration can come up with a different color. So that's your moment-to-moment aura. In the aura, we have seven different fields, and each of these fields relate to your personality in some way, whether it is how you perceive the world, your five elements. One of the fields is about the five elements. One of them is about what is happening in your general life right now, And then you're getting out to the sixth field. The sixth field is your life color. Your life color shows your challenges and your lessons in life. You are born with your life color, and you will die with your life color, because it is your personal path in life. And after this is a field that our mother calls the Celtic weave. And the Celtic weave is one of the exercises I will show later, but it helps weave up your aura so it is strong, so you can go out into the world and nothing can harm you. So I will show that later. So way back in the late 70s, there was a woman named Nancy Tappy. And Nancy Tappy was this incredible woman, and she was the one who began to research these life colors, is what she coined the term life colors. And she was the one who coined the term indigo children. She was the first one to see these children with the colors of indigo in their life color. Now, these children and this new race of what we call indigo that have been born for about the last 30 years, and now in the last about 10 to 15 years, opalescent and rainbow children have been appeared. And I will talk to you about that in a moment. But this new race was predicted by a few people throughout time, that there was going to be this new race of children or individuals that were more spiritual, wiser, psychic, healing abilities, more aware, and very highly sensitive. Now, I think that we've always had highly sensitive people and highly psychic people throughout history at different times in our lives. And I think right now we're experiencing such a change, such a transition, such a shift in our world, that it's why these children have been being born, because now the indigo children who were born in the last 30 years, they're now young people. They're in their 30s, they're in their 40s, and they are very talented, they are very gifted, and they are the ones who are bringing forth these amazing ideas of how to help the planet survive. And you can see them all on YouTube, many different indigo children, but I believe that we should be looking towards their ideas right now, because they have they're the ones who think out of the box. And they have incredible ideas. When they were being born in the 80s, they were being born to parents and they were really rocking our world, because the school systems didn't know how to meet these children. And so they were really challenging to school systems, but it's great because many of the school systems had to change. Alternative schools are great, like Montessori and Waldorf schools, to meet these individual children who think differently. One of my colleagues said that we have sparkly brains, and I love that. We're not challenging, we just have sparkly brains. We think differently. And I was raised as a kind of a different, outside of the box kind of kid, and so the school systems were always trying to reach me and meet me in my own challenges. So I had a sparkly brain too. So the children who are being birthed these days, the indigo's essence was all about awakening their parents, awakening this society to look at something different, and empowering us individually, because that's the indigos are very much empowered in their own right. So these new children, the opalescents and the rainbows, so opalescent children have these pastel colors all around them, and many people think that have heard the term crystal children. Well, we already have a language from Nancy Tappy Nancy Joppe was an interesting person because she had synesthesia. She was legally blind, and she tasted color. And I think that's so incredible. She had a different perception on how she saw these children. So Nancy Joppe, it's a great name to know about because she was the one who really found out about all these children. So my mother coined this term opalescent instead of crystal, because crystals, children are very different. They're now adults, and there's been crystals being born since the beginning of time. I think that they're the predecessors of indigos because they are very special too. But it's not the crystal children that Doreen Virtue calls crystals, but what Doreen Virtue is talking about is the opalescent. I'm just claiming this language, opalescent children. And it's the same kind of thing. They have pastel colors all around them of pinks and a light green and lavender and light blue. These kind of children are usually calm. They're shy in front of strangers, but they have this beautiful, brilliant presence to them, very much gifted geniuses. They are intelligent. They're very self-aware. They know things before they learn it. They sometimes know of different lives before this one. But both of these children, opalescent and rainbow children have these colors around them that are very vibrant. Vibrant purple, vibrant pink, vibrant green. And that's how they are. They're not as shy as the opalescent, but I believe that they're from the same place, that they come in from this energy field, and they are much more vibrant in their personality. So they come into a room, and it's almost like they say in their energy, I am here, listen to me. And that's how rainbows aren't as shy as opalescent, but they have similar kind of lessons for the planet. They're bringing unconditional love to the planet, and they're usually being born to either families who are very distraught and stressed, maybe parents who are drug addicts or alcoholics and bringing this different kinds of energy in order to help them, or they're being birthed into families and connected to healers. So whether the mother is a healer or the grandmother is a healer, these kinds of family are going to help guide them in life. These children are developing later in life, so you can't look at a book and say, okay, my child is at 9 months and it's not crawling yet. Maybe it's one of these children because they are developing later. They sometimes create their own languages, and they're very amazing. And they do need schools, alternative schools, to meet their different sparkly brains, because these children are also very, very sensitive to the environment, and we really need to really help guide them in life in order to develop into young people where then they can take their own life into their own hands. But when they are developing, they're so sensitive that you can't take them into a crowded environment. You're probably going to end up with a terrible temper tantrum or something where you as a parent might not know what to do with them. So I want to give you some exercises for some of these children, and maybe you're an adult as well who happens to have a sparkly brain and happens to be very sensitive yourself. I would say, you know, limit your time on the computer and Facebook, because I see so many of these adults who are complaining about their child, but yet they spend a lot of time on Facebook. Limit your time there, because Facebook can take you into different worlds, and there's a lot of news on Facebook, sometimes really great news and sometimes really great information, but sometimes the news is very harsh, and that could take you into your world. Take a break from the computer and get out into nature, because I see a lot of parents complaining about the stress in our world, and yet they find themselves addicted to their gadgets and their computers. But the one thing I do want to say about the indigos, I'm not quite sure about the opalescents and rainbows. I have to kind of watch them because they're still so young. But the indigos are very connected to computers. And there are a group of indigos that's their language. That's the language they speak in. So I believe that sometimes people get too tied up in the health of our computers, and yet there are kids who have evolved, who have been born into the technological age, and this is how their brain works. They connect up to the computer, and if you allow them the computer and just limit their time on the computer, then they might be able to understand their energy field more in order to communicate with you. And that's what I have seen with some of those kids too. Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Brilliant. That was brilliant. So take us into the Celtic weave. And if we have time for one more exercise after that, we can do it. But definitely teach us the Celtic weave because it is so powerful.
Okay, yes. I think this is one of the most powerful exercises that our mother, Donna Eden, has brought because it helps you ground as well. So I would say go out into nature if you can and do it barefoot. If you can't do it barefoot, if you're in the middle of winter, just imagine your energy going down into the earth when you are standing outside. If you are living in a high-rise apartment and you can't get to nature, imagine your roots connecting into the earth when you're doing this exercise, because it will be a lot stronger for you. So when you are standing up, you can also do it in a chair or in the bed or in a wheelchair if you are confined to that space and you cannot stand, okay? So any of these exercises can be modified. So I want you to take your hands and put them together in a prayerful position. And I want you to rub your hands together and just slowly open them and begin to feel somewhat of an energy field in between your two hands. And if you are very aware, sometimes you need to close your eyes. You can feel this ball of energy, and that's your personal aura, which I was talking to you about. And then I want you to take this field of energy, this ball of energy, and put it up close to your ears, on either side of your ears. And I want you to breathe in and out. And then I want you to take your elbows, keeping your hands at the side of your ears, take your elbows and put them together. So you have a V in front of you. And then I want you to take your hands and cross them over and spread them out wide. And so now your arms are flailing out on either side of you. And I want you to bring in a color that you need to your space. So you're going to breathe this in and weave in the field. And I want you to cross your energies and then your hands in front of your whole body again. And then again, out to the sides, making that energy far out so that your energy almost paints the walls on both sides of you or paints the trees. And then again, you're going to bend down a little bit more. So you're going to bring the crossover of your hands down towards your ankles. And I want you to bend over and take them out, still bending over, take your energies out far. And then I want you to turn your hands, scoop up the energy from down below in the earth, and I want you to scoop it all the way up as you stand up, and you're going to take your energies and just wiggle your fingers so that it looks like sparkly energy coming down either side of your body, maybe in front of you too, and bringing in the color that you need for the day. So I often think that it's like fairy dust just falling down all around you. And in this way, I also, in my extra exercise, if you buy the whole package, I have this on my exercises, and I usually do this in four directions. So you are getting your aura in a very solid way. I bring in a color, that you need for your day that you think is going to protect yourself for the day. And I do it in four different directions. So you are also getting your backside and you are in a field of very positive, positive energy. And that's called the Celtic Weave. I also call it in my book that is coming up in the end of the year or possibly next year. I just turned it into the publisher. I call it the Celtic Shield because I want a shield of energy so that things bounce off and don't affect me so much. Sensitivities don't affect me so much. The environment doesn't affect me. People in crowds don't affect me. So I call it the Celtic Shield because in Celtic times, the Celts were the ones who had these shields in front of them that really held back any sort of enemies, weapons. And so it's a shield of energy and a shield of color. And that's why I call it the Celtic Shield. So that's one of them.
Fabulous. If you have another quick one, we'll take it if it can
sure.
be quick and simple.
Quick. Yes, let's do quick. Let's talk about the zip-up. So around your aura, you have this incredible electromagnetic field. Sometimes it gets unzipped. That means that there are holes in the aura, and we want to zip up it so that nothing can harm it. This is really easy. In my book, I explain that maybe you are putting on a superhero costume and you are stepping into your superhero energy auric field. And so with the zip up, all we're doing is taking your hand and from the bottom of your pubic bone, you're going to take your hand. You can do it on your body or just in your field. And I want you to zip it up again with a color. And imagine a zipper going up from the bottom of your pubic bone all the way, your central line, taking it all the way up in between your breastbone, in between your throat, and you're going to stop at your bottom lip, and you're just going to turn the key like you're zipping it up and locking it. Then you're going to take your hand and take it around to the bottom of your tailbone, like where you would have a tail if you were an animal. And you're going to zip it up all the way in the middle of your spine, all the way up that central line on your back, in between your neck, all the way up your skull to your forehead, through your nose and up to the top lip, and you're going to lock it. You're going to lock both of these, and you can even say an affirmation is like, I feel powerful today and nothing is going to stop me from doing what I have to do. Some sort of positive affirmation, and you're going to lock it. You're going to throw away the key, and it's just going to disappear into the atmosphere. And that's a really good one for starting your day off right, especially when kids go into school for the day. The zip up is a great one to help your whole auric field so that nothing, not even a bully, can knock you off your own path for the day.
Phenomenal. Yay. Today you have taught us that we have an invisible field called the aura. It protects us and it helps us with stability. And we also have a life color that stays with us for life. And it's about who we are. You taught us about phenomenal kids being born into the world called the indigo, the opalescent, and the rainbow kids. And also that energy medicine can help these kids and everybody. Energy medicine it's simple and powerful, and it can be as simple as tracing a figure eight on our skin for better health, a crossover pattern, which is really good for the body. And finally, you gave us two great exercises, the Celtic weave or shield, which strengthens our aura, and the zip up for protection. You did mention that you have a bonus, I think. So Titania, tell us about how we can stay connected to you, but also about this bonus you are offering for our listeners who purchase this summit.
Okay, for the bonus, I am giving you a video of three different exercises for sensitive people. And one of them is the Celtic shield. So you will see me doing that on the bonus. Then you have two others. One is the protective pyramid, and the other one is working with figure eights, which I mentioned a little bit in the interview. So that's my bonus. It's a video, so you can really see what I'm doing. You can find me on energymedicineforkids.com. You can also find me on my YouTube channel, Energy Medicine Woman, and the kids version, Titania's Energy Medicine Playground. And I have many different exercises on the Energy Medicine Woman. I talk a lot about life colors. On the kids page, I have a lot of exercises you can tune into too. But the bonus is very special. It's something that I've not done in any of my other YouTube videos.
So, Titania, what would you like to leave the listeners with today?
I would just love to tell you, if you are a parent and your child has a sparkly brain, I just want you to really observe them and realize that possibly if they are going into an emotional distress, or a learning challenge, or a tantrum in the moment, that possibly it might be reflective of what you are doing in your world. So they might be unconsciously giving you a gift in order to possibly even get off your own computer and go outside and play with them. But they are really helping you as an adult be aware of yourself. And I feel like so many parents, if they can understand that sometimes children are a reflection of themselves and helping them be more conscious and aware of what their child needs are, I think that will build better children, because our children are our future. They are the ones who are going to be building our world even better than we are. And we really need to help them survive in our world so that our world is a much more loving, compassionate place. Yeah, that's it.
Well, that's lovely, just lovely. Thank you to Titania, and thank you to all of our listeners today.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for the Energy Medicine and Healing Summit, brought to you by the Shift Network. You can add every teaching and transcript to your personal library by visiting energymedicinesummit.com/upgrade. To learn more about awakening to your full potential and together co-creating a world that works for all, visit theshiftnetwork.com. Thank you again for joining us, and for sharing this life-changing information with your friends and family.